Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hi, Toro, Tony V's and Everett for the unwrapped pre-funk party, so to speak. Absolutely free. 21 years of age or older. Older Days Holiday Porter will be on tap. We've got the Men's Room IPA and the bright yellow can there.
I have not had the Older Days yet this year, so I'm actually looking forward to it.
Having one tomorrow.
Yes. And then I'm out at 12.
We've got a couple of guests who are playing the Unplugged Unwrapped show coming down to join us as well. Daily Mix Show will be down there. Yeah. It'll be a fun little party, so
that should
by,
be a good time, man.
Have a few brews before you head into the show there at Angel to Wins Arena. Our game is Big Dummy, 206-803. Rock Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Mike, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, but I just cracked my first beer. So
well, good for you.
Excellent.
Are you drinking a Men's Room IPA?
Unfortunately, not today, no.
You okay. Son of a bitch.
What are you drinking?
Coors Banquet.
Oh, right. Banquet. I love a Coors Banquet.
Still a yellow can.
Yeah, or a little stubby. All right, one George in the bathroom, Mike. Bottle. You taking a bear, lion, snake, or Andy Dick?
Is the snake one of those constrictors, or is it like got fangs that'll bite the heck out of you?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah, it's a snake.
I'm not convinced. If you're sitting on the toilet and you, as the snake perceives it, you're now blocking its escape route, it's still going to bite you.
Correct. They all have fangs that can bite. They're just not all venomous.
Look, people talk about the lions, the bears, the snake. Andy Dick will bite you if that's what you pick. I'm pretty convinced of that. You're getting bitten no matter what. I am convinced of this.
Yeah, I might take a snake over Andy Dick, though. That psycho, you never know what's going to happen.
Okay.
Snakes are more predictable, yes. All right. Your question, what protein, starting with the letter H, makes blood red?
No idea.
You know this, man. I know this one.
And if Ted knows, everyone's got it.
Yeah, science.
Oh, man. You did play a doctor on TV, though. So
yeah.
Solid point, dude.
I think blood-related has kind of the same prefix.
Yeah, for the most part. Just take a stab at it there, Mike.
HR2. I have no idea.
HR2.
Hemoglobin?
Hemoglobin.
Hemoglobin.
Is it hemoglobin or hemoglobin?
Hemoglobin.
I've heard globin.
I'm thinking it's globin.
Hemoglobin.
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 Hemoglobin. That actually sounds like one of my uncles in Texas. He wouldn't be saying hemoglobin. You just got to piece together what he's getting at. Hey, dude, let me ask you something, man. You do that hemoglobin. Dude. All right.
I have a cousin that does the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just mumbles all the time.
I saw him over the weekend. It was great. He was super happy to see me. You know, you walk into this room. He's like, oh, Steve, hey, man, good to see you, man. I'm glad you came down and told the flag to go. Just like, I am happy to see you too, man.
Excuse me, stewardess.
No idea what you're saying.
I speak jive.
But he had a very big smile on his face. I'm like, okay, all right. All right, your question. On the TV show Friends, which character's middle name is Muriel? Muriel. That is an ugly ass.
Phoebe?
What's that?
Phoebe?
Oh, Phoebe's it. Nope.
Monica.
Rachel Chandler.
Oh,
yeah. Chandler Muriel Bing. Was that his last name?
It was. Chandler Bing.
Chandler Bing. All right, your question. Ascorbic acid is commonly referred to as what?
It's an acid?
But was that your guess?
Is it ascorbic acid?
Sorry? Yes. Ascorbic acid is more commonly referred to as what? It's an important part of keeping yourself healthy. And in spite of that, it's not something your body retains very well. So you have to keep introducing this to your body.
Especially when you're sick.
Especially when you're sick, yes.
Oh, vitamin C.
Got it.
There it is.
Nice job.
Nice job, Mike. Gave us Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, Matt, our poll, one joint in the bathroom. You will live, but you're going to deal with it. Bear, lion, snake, or Andy Dick?
let's go for Andy Dick.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God.
The leak.
Jesus.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
These are the true definitions of silent but deadly. No one's heard a thing, but you know they're here.
Thanks for waiting for me to call.
Yeah. Hey, man, I've been holding. I'm telling them. I'm doing the best I can. All right. Your question.
Best isn't good enough.
It's not.
Yeah.
It clearly is not. In French, framboise is the name for what fruit? Framboise.
Oh, my God. Did you do it again?
No. That's the same one.
Mm. Just got to me.
I know.
Damn.
It's like molasses.
I need Visine.
Let's go for an orange.
Any guesses?
Framboise?
Framboise. What fruit in French?
Plum. Apples? Bananas.
Raspberries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense.
Right? You went to the alcohol well for that?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I did. Like, oh, it makes sense. Everyone in here looks like they're about to go into the boxing ring.
This
you know,
is
like
awful.
When you mean mug each other. Everyone's face.
But we're all me mugging you, man.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no words, right? It's just bad.
No.
That's the only thing you can say. It's just bad. And thick. All right, the question. Osteoporosis primarily affects what part of the body?
The bones.
Okay.
Nice well job, done, Matt. Sir.
Very good.
Yeah, right there, right there. I mean, just the look.
Honestly, in your defense, it has been years since they've been this bad.
Yeah, I don't
that
know
is gross.
It's absolutely terrible.
Horrible.
I know. Big Dummy.
I'm going to go home.
My stomach feels the way these farts smell. That's what I'm saying. Like, I farted earlier.
There's nothing coming on the backside. There's nothing.
No!
There.
There's nothing there. I would like to, like, you know.
What did you seriously drink or eat?
I had shrimp salad. Oh, you know, I had a mocha this morning.
There you go.
But it doesn't normally make them smell like this, right? I mean, that's the difference. Is you're closing the door, Mike?
No.
Oh, my bad. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Eric, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Eric, welcome to Big Dummy. Be happy you're not here.
Hey, shout out to my coworker Malachi. He's listening.
Oh, what's up, Malachi?
What's up, Malachi?
One joint in the bathroom there, Eric. You taking a bear, lion, snake, or Andy Dick?
I'll take my chances with Andy Dick.
Andy Dick.
All right, here's your question. What three U.S. states do not observe daylight saving time?
Arizona.
Yep.
Florida.
Oh.
Yeah, it's gotta be
Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Alaska and Hawaii.
Correct. Arizona, Alaska, and Hawaii.
Yeah.
Florida, they just don't care what time it is.
No.
It's a good time to open a beer and pop a pill.
Yeah.
Okay. A boto is what kind of aquatic creature in the Amazon River?
A snake?
Is it a dolphin? Yeah, those pink dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen what they actually look like, though?
Oh, yeah.
Like, most dolphins kind of look the same. Now, these are pink, but their faces,
they're different.
They're gnarly, man. They are some ugly, ugly ass. They look like a baby naked mole rat. It's all pink and, like, don't even have a face a mother could love. All right, your question. Sean Parker was the co-founder of both Napster and what other major social media platform?
YouTube?
I'll say MySpace. Facebook.
Oh.
Napster was just music.
Yeah, Napster's just music. Was. Is it still around or do you completely...
Napster is?
Oh, no.
I would say that yes was something else. Yeah. It had nothing to do with what we asked him.
I go out there to screen more calls. I come back. It's like I'm walking into a gas chamber, man.
I know.
Walking back into the studio is worse. I know. All right, your question. What joins muscles to bones? Dad, your face.
tendons or cartilage?
What do you guess?
Pick one. Sorry.
Cartilage.
Tendons.
Oh, question five, Eric.
Do we eat cartilage?
You're eating farts right now.
No, I think you would trim that off the meat.
All right, like bone marrow is not, that's marrow, it's not cartilage.
This is marrow. All right, your question. How many dogs survived the sinking of the Titanic? Multiple choice. None, one, two, or three?
I would say none.
I'll say two. Three out of 12.
Oh.
12 dogs were on board. Three of them made it out. I cannot guarantee if the dogs that made it out were bitches and puppies.
They were first-class lap dogs.
Guaranteed. Probably the most annoying dogs on that whole freaking trip. All right, your question. What point is scored immediately after deuce in tennis?
I have no idea.
Advantage. Advantage.
Yeah.
Question seven.
Sports, Mike, I know.
I was just saying along with you. It didn't necessarily mean you didn't know, Ted.
Yeah, sometimes when you mouth it, it seems seems like you're kind of insulting.
You're condescending even when I read your lips. That's basically what Ted is saying.
Dang. Right? Didn't know you thought so highly of me, Ted.
Throw a look at me.
Okay. Yeah, like that. That's a little condescending, Mike. Right. You can do better. All right, your question. What is the center of a black hole called? It's the same name for the moment that technology accelerates beyond human control.
Soon.
Oh, can you repeat the question?
Sure. What is the center of a black hole called? It's the same as the name for the moment that technology accelerates beyond human control.
I don't know. Galaxy?
I guess.
Event horizon?
Singularity.
The singularity, yep.
Scientific, you want to avoid the singularity where machines are smarter than people.
Congratulations, humans.
Question number eight.
Eric. Singularity.
Eric.
Question number eight. What is the capital of New Hampshire?
Dover.
That's Delaware.
Mount Pelier.
That's Vermont.
Any guesses, Mike?
Miles?
New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. I've asked this before.
It's not Portsmouth.
It's one of those states that just no one cares about. No. If you don't live there, you know. There's nothing interesting.
It's not Manchester.
No. Come on.
Is it a city in England?
It could be. It's the name of a defunct airline. Or defunct plane that is no longer available.
Concord.
There you go.
Oh, like the great.
Yeah, like the Concord great. Yeah, I was like, New Hampshire's just uninteresting.
Yeah, I totally.
Nobody cares.
Isn't there a Concord at the Flight Museum?
I believe that there is, yes. Yeah, there is, actually. All right, your question. What state's name is the first M of the 3M company? People that make tape and all that. Ted, you were incorrect.
Ah.
What state is 3M from?
Yeah, so 3M, the 3Ms, the last two stand for mining and manufacturing. this state that begins with the letter M is the first M in 3M, if that makes sense.
So, Michigan?
That was Ted's guess.
Maine?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota.
Yeah. Question nine, Eric.
We make tape.
We make sticky. And tape. All right. Your question. In the movie It's a Wonderful Life, what does Clarence receive for accomplishing his task?
A pizza party.
He could just drink Red Bull, but no, he goes through a lot of trouble.
Well, right, but all angels get that.
Well, yeah, but in this case, that's about Clarence.
Yeah.
I think the
Have you
signal for that happens when they get it, not
when it happens. You hear that sound, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen it pass.
What do you think? He's an angel. There's something he wants to earn by helping this guy on Earth. And like I said, he could just drink Red Bull because according to Red Bull, it'll do this for you.
Eggnog.
Give
me wings.
Question number 10.
Well done, man, for helping out, Mr. Bailey. Here's a tall glass of eggnog. Job well done, boy.
All right. Your question, what planet is tilted on its axis more than any other?
It's been drinking.
Is it Saturn?
Jupiter?
What's the funnest planet out
there?
Uranus.
Okay.
Sideways.
Eric, we made it to question number 11, which means you have now tied Danny, Melody, and Audrey as the fourth time biggest dummy of the year. Unless you miss this.
All right. Then it belongs
to you.
All right. Here's a question. Now, it's multiple choice. Tennis elbow, runner's knee, swimmer's shoulder, or boxer's fracture. Lateral epicondylitis is the medical term for which? Tennis elbow, runner's knee, swimmer's shoulder, or boxer's fracture? Lateral epicondylitis.
Tennis elbow.
Oh, my God. Look, you tied it, but you got it.
Got out of there.
Eric to the list. Right. Four-way tie for the biggest dummy.
Hold on, let me write that.
We got to get somebody out front.
Man, oh, man, I thought he was going to do it. More of a Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Free ride.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
We have a partner up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters for Operation Warm Coats for Kids.
Yes.
Please, if you can, donate now, KISW.com. $25 puts a brand new coat on a kid here in Washington State who needs one. Now, so far, the goal is $50,000 because we want to put 2,500 coats on kids.
Yes. All right.
We are at $20,000 as we speak.
All right.
So we're doing pretty well. Thank you, Cameron. Gave $100. That is four brand new coats for kids here in the area.
Yeah.
Brenda gave $200.
Oh, so she just had to one-up him.
She put eight new coats. Mark put eight new coats on people. Thank you, Eugene, for your $25 donation as well. I'll donate now at KISW.com. Coats for Kids going strong. We're off to a great start, but we need to hit that number.
Yeah, man. And good on you. Everyone that's donated, man. Thank you. Seriously.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Justin?
Hello, Justin.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola!
Sober, not sober.
Sober, Miles.
Just had to think about it.
Okay, Justin. Men's room poll. One joins you in the bathroom. Bear, lion, snake, or Andy Dick?
I'm going to go snake.
Snake it is.
Damn.
Beating Andy Dick.
All right. Your question. Which college did Bill Gates drop out of?
Go Harvard.
You got it. One and done.
Wait, before we let you go, let's see. Ask you a true or false question. True or false, Springfield is the most common town name in the United States?
Springfield, Mass., Springfield, Illinois. Let's go true.
It is not believed. It is
what is it? What letter does it start with? Let me guess.
It starts with the letter R. Just so you know, Springfield is the second most common name
in the United
States.
Starts with the letter R. Is it a ville?
Nope. Hmm. If I tell you the last syllable, I think you'd get it.
Got it.
Do we have one here in Washington?
Dummy!
How about Richland?
Nope. Dang. And then the last syllable is side.
Riverside?
Riverside.
Riverside.
That's the most common name in the United States, then Springfield. All right. Hello. Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Brock, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober because I'm drinking a yellow can in the men's room with Andy Dick.
All right. Gotcha.
All the info.
The way you put it, it sounds like you'll have quite the time together.
Why don't you do what Tim was doing?
Were you pooping?
What's that?
Yeah, you were farting so much, I had to poop.
I was going to say, I don't even have to poop yet, and you were going.
It tricked my body.
It must be me.
My body's like, so got get out.
I got one on that. So I just recently was pulling in the store and let one rip and kind of forgot about it. And in my leather seats, I went into the store and came back, and it's like, oh, my God, it smells like ass in here.
Yeah. Leather kind of bounces it back, you know. All right, your question. What inventor was nicknamed the Wizard of Menlo Park?
Questions today. Einstein.
Ted, I feel like you would know this one. Just from all the history shows you watch. Because this guy, I believe, he would take to show one of his inventions and how powerful it was. Like, he would just zap elephants and watch them drop dead for a crowd of people.
Ooh. Tesla?
Nah, Edison.
Edison.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. All right, your question. World War II started after Germany invaded.
I'm not great on my history. They invaded France.
In Poland? Poland.
Yeah.
Not a terrible guess, though. All right, you watch football?
Of course. Is your brother back yet, or is he doing? Is he better?
He is better. In fact, he'll be in town Sunday for the Hawks-Colts game, believe it or not.
And it didn't get flexed, right?
It did not get flexed.
No, no.
And I don't think Philip Rivers ain't going to help that cause.
No.
That's kind of funny, though, right?
Well, we'll see, man. Maybe. Like, I've never particularly been a Philip Rivers fan, but if they put his ass out there, I just think the Hawks' defense is, he ain't playing again.
Phillips Rivers, is his son, is the same age as an NFL quarterback.
Right.
Well, he's playing right now.
He's a grandpa, so.
Yes. I
mean, come on.
The running back on the team is, I want to say, younger than his son.
Wonderful. Seriously?
Yeah.
Jesus, man. And that Hawks defense. Oh, well. But anyway, he ain't going to scramble much. I think Jonathan Taylor's going to get the ball a lot. All right. This question comes from our very own Mike Hawk, another football fan. And I got this one wrong. Name one of the two teams tied for the most Super Bowl losses.
So I want to say Buffalo because they've lost four.
Mm-hmm. And there's one more. This was mostly Dallas? During the 70s.
Dallas?
No, you're thinking Buffalo. The other team that lost four is Minnesota. But that's not correct anyway. It doesn't matter. Because believe it or not, both the Patriots and the Broncos have lost five. Yeah, I said the Bills and the Vikings. I was so proud of myself. Mike's like, no. It's like, oh, damn.
You got to remember the number of times that Tom Brady went. Like, he lost plenty among the ones that he won.
And before Tom Brady started going to Super Bowls, they had been once or twice before.
Yeah, they lost to the Bears.
Yeah, they got beat bad by the Bears, yeah.
Well, whoever the Bears are going to play that year is going to lose mightily. All right, well, we'll stick with football. What is the only NFL team to score three touchdowns in less than 1 minute? 1 football minute. And here's the thing. They've done it twice.
They've done it twice?
They've done it two freaking times.
They're the
only team to do it, but they've done it two times. Once in 2012, once in 2014.
So they've got a boss defense then.
Or special teams.
2012... because I wanted to go, I'll just throw out Denver.
Patriots? The Patriots.
Yeah.
So they did it in 2012 against the Jets. They did it again in 2014 against the Bears. I think I remember the Bears game. But yeah, they've done it twice.
Question five, Brock.
The new kickoff's been good, but they got to fix the onside kick.
What's your thing with the onside kick?
It's just basically impossible now.
Because you have to declare it, right?
You got to declare it, and there's something else to it. Yeah, it's just like...
My brother explained to me why they have to do it. He's not a huge fan of it, but I said, well, to your point, I said, well, man, if I'm going to tell them I do the onside kick, I'm like, onside kicks are statistically low for you to get it anyway.
Correct.
If I tell them, it's damn near impossible. And one of the points he made, he had like 3 points he had to make about it. Like I said, he's not necessarily a fan, but he said, look, if you don't declare the onside kick with the new onside... With the new kickoff rules, there's no way not to recover.
Correct. So I don't know how that was part of it. Because the new rule is great. There's been a lot more returns.
But that's why they have the new rule with the onside. Because it's like, dude, if you don't tell them, every team would onside kick every single time they kick off. Because it would be damn near physically impossible for the other team to recover. Right?
Yeah.
Unless your kicker's so stupid he kicks it 30 yards down the field. You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I do like the new rule, though. It's fun.
Yeah, I do like it a lot. All right, your question... Where are the doldrums? Where would you find the doldrums?
Oh, shoot, I feel like I should know this one.
I'll accept just the general answer to have it. You know.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I'm just going to say Uranus because I have no idea.
Is it the Pacific Ocean? The Atlantic Ocean, but the ocean. Oh, I would just take the ocean.
That one recently. Darn it, yes.
And it happened near the equator, and I read why it happens, and I don't remember it all, but just basically the way the winds come together at the equator, because the Earth is round, sorry, flat earthers, but because the Earth is round, just the way they hit each other, they almost cancel each other out.
Yeah.
So back in the day, when all of your vessels were sailing vessels, if you got caught in the doldrums, like, there was nothing you could do about it. You just sat there until the wind picked up. Mm. All right, your question. What is the name of the patient in the game Operation?
Oh, man. I didn't know that guy had a name.
Oh, he does.
It looks like Curly.
Seriously, yeah, the red nose, the whole...
That guy,
yeah.
We all know him, but...
I know, I didn't know he had a name.
The patient has a name, don't just treat him like a number. It's a human being, damn it.
How about Joe?
Joe.
Chad. Is it like Operation Oscar or Andy?
It is, the name is Cavity Sam.
Cavity Sam.
Cavity Sam.
Oh. All right, Brock, you're on question number 7.
Sounds like an old Western character.
It does.
Cavity Sam.
He's your 70 Sam's brother.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
What tarnation? What's this trick name?
He doesn't shoot you. He just spits on you.
It is gross.
Charlie Horse.
It's gross.
His teeth are disgusting.
They're the color of sand. All right, your question is multiple choice. Beer koozies, beer glasses, beer coasters, or beer signs? What does a tagastologist collect?
So koozies. Can you repeat those?
Yep, all beer. So koozies, glasses, coasters, or signs. A tagastologist collects which?
Am I one of these?
You're not.
Oh, okay.
Because I was going to say cozy because of Ted, but no. So now...
It's a koozie.
Koozie, yeah. So what would the... Say them again one more time, sorry.
So we'll eliminate koozie. We know that's not it. So it's either beer glasses, beer coasters, or beer signs.
Coasters.
Boom.
Got it. Okay. Very good.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ted. You're not a tagastologist. I don't know if collecting koozies has a name. If you collect koozies, are you... Right, I didn't know that collecting beer coasters had a name, for Christ's sake, but... You're looking it up now?
Koozologist.
Koozologist.
Dummy!
Someone who collects beer koozies is called... There is not one universally recognized catchy term.
Okay, come up with something, Ted. You can tell people I'm a blankologist. Hello, Rod. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Rod, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Rod, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, one joins you in the bathroom. You taking a bear, lion, snake, or Andy Dick?
Go snake.
Snake.
All right.
Snake.
Somebody here on YouTube says, Thrill, it'd be cool if you could bring your brother in as a guest one day. That might happen in the very near future.
Hold that thought.
Yeah. Well, real quick, a little business here. You guys want to do it?
Yeah.
You doing for
an hour? I'm down.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just going to run the board. I'm going to let you guys talk to him.
Well, one of my goals, we're going to come up with 10 questions we know he can't answer. And we'll let him know, like, we know you can't answer this. What coach is the biggest D-bag in the NFL? Mm-hmm. Like, he can't answer that, but I just want to ask him anyway. What player do you honestly think just sucks? You can't even believe they're out there playing. I know you can't answer that. Just want to let you know, we want to know these things.
Which team cheats the most?
Yeah, what team are you pretty sure gets away with frickin' murder even though you tell them?
Who do you hate to see on your roster?
Yeah, right. All right, your question. In the world of food, what does MSG stand for?
Oh, man. Multi-semi-glutide.
Monosodium glutate?
You got it. Monosodium glutamate.
Glutamate.
Oh, she's delicious.
Yeah, man, look at the glutamate on her. It is delicious, man.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I'm sure. I know there's a reason, but remember, it was just the worst thing in the world. And everybody's like, actually, you're fine.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Then everybody dropped it for a while.
Now people add it to recipes.
Well, like, there's a lot of Chinese restaurants that said, no, we're not dropping it. They're like, no, legally, you're required. They said, no, we hear you. We're not doing that because our food is good. And you know what? I kept ordering Chinese food because it was delicious. All right, your question. What is the chemical name for laughing gas?
Oh, my God.
You've heard of this.
I have.
Come on, man. You've been to a dead show. I don't buy balloons of laughing gas.
Right.
I'm drawing a blank. I don't know, Ted.
Oh.
Nitrous oxide?
Nitrous oxide.
Oh,
nitrous oxide.
Oh, Lordy.
Question 3, Rod.
Nitrous oxide.
Hello.
All right, question 3 for you. How many sides does a dodecagon have? 10, 11, 12, or 13? You got it.
All right.
Bam. That's Exactly. All right, so a question for you guys. All right, so dodecagon, 12 sides. What do you call something with 10 sides?
Decagon.
Decagon. How about 11 sides?
Electagon.
Hendecagon, and then finally 13 is a tridecagon.
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 It does sound like a transformer.
It does.
The tridecagons. Game is Big W, 206-803 Ron.
Hello, Ray. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and hard.
Ray, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober, unfortunately.
That's all right. Ray, welcome to Big Dummy, our men's room poll. One joins you in the bathroom. You taking a bear, lion, snake, or Andy Dick?
A lion.
Bam. Okay, I like it.
I might have to think my Andy Dick thing. Like, to me, that was the easiest pick on earth. But, like, nobody wants to deal with Andy Dick.
No, he's a dangerous individual.
All right, your question. Where on the human body would you find the zygomatic bone? Damn, Mike. All right. Close. It's on your cheek.
I only know that because of Archer.
Really?
Honestly, it was just one of those things that stuck with me when I watched the show because he pounded somebody in the face and he revealed it that he had this massive mouse under his eyes. Says, yep, that's a broken zygomatic bone. I was like, that's a cool sounding name. Okay. I want to know what that is.
I mean, you knew instantly. I was like, yep. Damn. Of course, Archer, another great learning resource.
Absolutely.
All right, your question. Who wrote the books Billy Budd and Moby Dick?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
C.S. Lewis.
Is that Herman Melville?
Herman Melville.
Herman.
Sexiest name in literature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Herman.
Herman Melville.
Oh, Dick reminds me of old Frosty.
All right. Your question?
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy.
Well, you know why he's so happy?
Big old hog.
Yeah. Of course he was happy.
All right, your question. What do cartographers create and or design? Cartographers.
Holiday cards.
Yeah. Maps.
Maps. All right, Ray, you got question number four.
Okay.
And I just noticed that maps is spam backwards. No big deal. Just look down. I'm like, huh? I've been there. Spam backwards.
Nothing gets past you, Steve.
You can't get that past me, spam.
What do we call it?
I'll be damned.
Well, we want to sell it everywhere. Look at the map. Spam.
Spam. That's it. We'll call it spam.
What about ham? It's not ham.
Not exactly. Same animal, just different.
Ah, the boys in war. They'll love it.
All right, your question. What was President Lyndon B. Johnson's middle name?
Bartholomew.
What was my middle name?
Is it Baines? Baines?
Yeah, Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Ah, oh. Thought it was Barry.
Buford.
Barry.
Buford.
Question five, Ray.
Lyndon Buford. Oh,
Jesus. Buford just sounds racist.
Yeah. Like, if you name your dog Buford, I'm like, let me guess, only barks at black people. Yeah. Shocking.
That's why I named him Buford.
Yeah, that's why.
All right. Yeah, right. You get a lot of questions like, not from around here.
Right.
It's like, Jesus, man.
All right, your question. The constellation known as the Plow in England is known as what in the U.S.?
The Plow?
The Plow.
Plow.
When you look at it, I can see where they came up with that.
William and Mary.
What is that thing called that the Grim Reaper walks around with?
A sickle?
A scythe?
Yeah, a sickle.
I'll just say the Big Dipper.
The Big Dipper.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Question six, Ray.
The Big Dipper?
I like how we do it here in the U.S. You know, in England, they're like, look at that. It's industrious looking. Let's call it the Plow. We're like, that's the Big Dipper.
Meanwhile, ancient people are like, that's a bear.
That's a little for Spody. All right, your question. At what age does a filly become a mare in thoroughbred horse racing?
Two.
Three. Four. Four.
Damn.
Is there a horse racing that's not thoroughbred? I'm asking seriously. Like, can you have, like, the mutt version of a horse? Is there, you know what I mean? In thoroughbred, you're indicating, like, okay, I get it. But is there, like, the mutt horse league where they run?
What do they do when they run the short track down Emerald Downstead? What are those horses called?
I don't know what you call it, Mike.
It's like running Fourth Mile.
I think they just run, but I think they're all thoroughbreds. They don't have like mule racing or.
No.
There's just something unnecessarily harsh about mutt horses.
Well, I don't know.
I know what you're saying.
I know.
Man.
I'm just saying, like.
I mean, generally, they're called barrel racers or rodeo horses.
That's where the mutts go.
I mean, they don't get to race, right?
Right. You know what? That makes sense. All right. Glad we cleared that up.
One of them tainted bloods.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Buford.
What is Tiger Woods' real first name? Tiger Woods' real first name. Shockingly, it's not Tiger.
George.
Oh, what is his name?
Is it Earl? Did you name him after his dad?
Starts with an E. It's Eldrick.
Eldrick. Eldrick. Eldrick. He didn't go with that?
Yeah, call me Tiger.
What was the word he came up with for his color and nationality? Remember, he was like, I'm comp something. It was like Asian black. It was
Thai,
like
he's what? Black and Thai.
We call them black tie. Like
he
black
had a
tie
word, camouflage-ation or something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It was like a huge thing for a minute.
We call them the tuxedo, as in black tie event, right? Well, you're black in your tie. I'm like, all right, black tie.
Better dress well.
Yeah.
All right, Ray, you're on question number eight.
Question number eight. In the 2006 movie, what glorious nation does Borat hail from?
Iran?
Kazakhstan.
The glorious nation of Kazakhstan.
All right, Ray, you're climbing up on it. Question nine.
What is it?
Koblenation. Caucasian, black, American Indian, and Asian.
Koblenation. That sounds like something I would say when I'm drunk.
Koblenation.
You drunk Koblenation.
I do declare.
All right, your question. Which organ uses 20% of your body's energy but only makes up 2% of your body's weight?
Your stomach.
Your heart?
Your brain.
Your brain, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, your brain calls dibs.
Question 10, Ray.
I'm running this thing.
All right, question number 10. Now, this sounds like a very difficult question, but I just think it through. Give yourself a second. What is the oldest sport in history? It only requires one other person, so you need at least two people. It's competitive. You do not need a ball. You do not need a net. You do not need a field. You just need one other person.
Well, boxing.
Close. Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
This is question 11, Ray. Once again, you've joined Eric, Audrey, Melody, Danny as our now five tied biggest dummies.
My apologies to other two folks on hold.
All right. The St. Louis Gate Archway is officially named for what president? It was the third president of the United States. It is the same man whose face is on the $2 bill.
Jefferson.
Okay.
All right.
What a day. That is unbelievable. That is crazy. Five-way tie for the biggest.
How do we get two today?
Danny,
three
Melody,
in the course of the year.
Audrey, Eric, and Ray. All 11 questions. Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has frozen foods and nobody eats anymore on the way at 4:30. And we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.